Hello. If that's the cheers that I get, I'm going to have to plug my ears for Niall. Hi, guys. How's it going? Good to see you. For those who don't know, I guess I could stand for this part. My name is Shannon Burns. I'm the midday host on Virgin Radio. You guys are so sweet. Okay, if there's anything that I've learned from interacting with Niall's fans is that you guys are honestly the nicest and the sweetest and the most beautiful. Look at all of you. Who's excited for Niall Horan? He's like right behind that door, so like give him everything you got. Let him hear it. I knew you had it in you. Perfect. Okay, you guys excited?
Yeah.
All right, the one, the only, Niall Horan. Come on in. Oh, look at that. We gifted Niall an iHeart water bottle this morning. And he's still got it with him, so I love that.
Everywhere. Hello. It's good to be home. What's happening? All good? I know, I missed it here too.
You're a big fan of Canada,
yeah,
right?
I love it, yeah.
Canada's a big fan of you.
Got my Roots jacket on today.
I know, this is beautiful. Where did you get this from?
From Roots.
That makes sense.
They customized one and gave it to me.
Yeah, very and nice. It's on the back too, right? Yeah. It's got the whole... Nice. The show, the reason we're all here.
Yes, the reason we're all here.
Okay, so we have some fan Q&As.
Yes.
These are all from your fans. We're going to get through as many as we can. Let's start with Jen, who asked, oh yeah, your last secret session with iHeart in Toronto was canceled due to COVID.
There's some people here, isn't there?
Yeah,
oh, Jesus.
We were supposed to be here 3 years ago.
I'm glad it didn't happen, no.
I did get a chance to talk to some of you about how it has been 3 years and a lot of waiting. Some people didn't even know if they would get the tickets and then got surprised. So
yes,
that was really nice. How do you feel 3 years later, finally this is happening?
Yeah, it's great. It's good to be here. And we've got a new record.
Got a new record.
And it's good. I think.
It's good.
Yeah, thanks. Shannon says she heard it and she liked it.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys about it later. Just kidding, Universal. I won't break my end.
But it is good that you guys could come back. That's really nice. Because it was just about to happen. I was just about to get on a flight, I think. Mm. And then I ended up on a flight to London and never came back.
But with that, we did get a great album, so worth it. We have a question from Lauren who says, how would you say the show compares to Flicker and Heartbreak Weather? Would you say that your music style has matured or altered genres in any way?
Matured, for sure. The sound of it sounds bolder. Much more mature. There's a blend of probably both records and some experimental stuff on there too. It's not the same again, basically, if that's what you're asking. It's definitely got bits of Flicker in there, and it's got touches of Heartbreak Weather, but it's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Totally.
You should answer all of this.
I'm like, actually. Okay. Justine wants to know, how'd you go about finding the sound and the message for the new album?
The message came from just sitting in the house thinking, instead of being out and about, gaining life experience. It was more just sat around and like living in there 24/7 whilst sitting still. And I just realized that we're all kind of going through some sort of like alternate reality thing, and it felt like we were in a show. And then the show became like a metaphor for life for me. And it just solidified the concept in my head that this is what the album was going to be about. Then I wrote the song, in August or September of the first year of the pandemic, and then waited for the world to open up to get in the studio. And yeah, I basically sent a piano track to Joel Little, who ended up being one of the co-producers of the record, and just to see if he'd want to work on it. I love the kind of stuff he's done previously. He did all the early Lord stuff. He did the first two Lord albums. He did the Lover album for Taylor. And I just kind of liked all his previous work, and I just really wanted to see if he could do anything. We had a chat on the phone. He sent me this first demo back of like the computerized version of what we were going to do. And he just blew my mind, and I was like, okay, now we're off. This is where it starts. And then waited for the world to open back up. He lives in Auckland, New Zealand. And New Zealand was like one of the last countries to open its door, so that's why it took a while to get going. Once we got going, it was good. And then we're here.
Here we are.
And here it is.
There is a Taylor Swift related question, so this is a good time.
Okay.
From Caitlin, do you have a favorite Taylor Swift song?
Oh, that's a really good question. Hello. Do I have a favorite? I've got a few. All Too Well.
10-minute version? 10-minute version?
Yeah, the 10-minute version too. There's too many verses to remember. What else do I like? I like Cardigan. Do you know what I love? Mirrorball. I love the vibe of it. It's cool. It's really cool. It's like very like Cranberries or something. It is sick. They're like, why are you that? You're like, do you not know who the Cranberries are? All right, I was like, why are you laughing then?
Zombie. Sania? I know I'm pronouncing that wrong. I'm so sorry. What was your process like narrowing down what songs you wanted as singles versus ones that you didn't?
Oh, tougher actually as it's going on. I knew Heaven was going to be the first one for sure. I just knew that that was like a I'm back type song. And then Meltdown felt really good. Just the tempo of it going into the summer. It's the next one that if we do another one, that'll have to like have a proper think about it, see where everyone's at with the record, and then get a judgment off that. But there's a couple of songs that could be sneaky radio ones.
Right.
You know, like there's a couple of ones that are you wouldn't think would be radio records and could end up being. So I'll have a chat with all the people at iHeart and see what we can get out of it. Some spins.
I'll do what I can.
Cheers, Sean. Thanks. Yeah. You've always been a big help.
I got you. Pauline asked, I'm going to Dublin. So my question for Niall is, what must I do while I'm there?
Not much to do apart from drinking. some great pubs in Dublin. The tip I would say is don't go to Temple Bar. Yeah. Was there loads of North Americans there?
Yeah.
Exactly. Go to Ireland to see Irish people. They really what? Waffles? Again, you went to Ireland to get waffles. It's like, I'm going to Ireland, but I'm just going to do everything Canadian, if that's all right. Yeah. Where'd you go? Kyo's, Grogan's, O'Donoghue's. Sheehan's, Brooksfield's. The list is long.
We got to talk about The Voice. This is from Ashley. Do you think that your time at The Voice has taught you any new skills or tips that you're going to take with you after the show?
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely made me more comfortable on camera, actually. Because I've never, apart from like I hosted Kimmel one time, but apart from that, I've never really been on that side of the camera. I've always kind of just been on TV, not doing any like hosting. But the whole thing with The Voice is that we are effectively hosting the show when Carson's not there. So I think having that, growing that confidence of being on camera and kind of running the deal has definitely made me better at like going on talk shows and things like that. Whereas before I would have like cowered in the corner and hoped that the host doesn't come and ask me a question. I think that's just kind of made me better at stuff like that, I think.
Yeah, after doing Kimmel and stuff like that, do you see yourself like hosting maybe years in the future? Maybe a little SNL hosting?
I don't know, I'd love to. Yeah, double duty would be nice.
Yeah.
If they're listening, I would happily do it.
You and Lewis could tag team that, that'd be
huh?
Good. You and Lewis could tag team.
That'd be funny.
Be both musical guests and the host.
Oh, God. My, they won't know what hit them.
We're putting it out there.
I don't know if we're suitable for live television. We're probably the worst two people you could send in to do that. Dumb and Dumber.
Amber wants to know, are you planning on hitting up any Springsteen shows on his tour?
Oh, yeah. I've been looking at the dates.
Yeah?
I can't go to any of them. it's a busy schedule. So I don't know if I can, but I'd love to, yeah. I've seen his Broadway show twice. It's one of those things you need to see a couple of times to really get it. And, I'd never seen the full, like, 4-hour Bruce Springsteen yeah, thing. So I would love to at some point. He's my he's the last person on my list.
Oh yeah.
Of all the legends that I love.
Nice. Caitlin wants to know, what song off the new album do you think represents your growth as an artist?
On a Night Like Tonight, I think it's got a couple of different types of song in it. There's, you think you're getting one thing and you get another. I think that's probably the most representative of that. Start a Cult. Yeah. Really represents. Yeah, you could start a cult on like tonight. I'm thinking. Never Grow Up. Yeah, they're probably the ones that have the most difference, I would say.
Totally. Moose, which I also am pronouncing incorrectly. Is Nando's still your favorite fast food?
Yeah.
You have a black card to Nando's, don't you?
No, they stopped doing them.
Really?
Yeah, they got too
got cut off?
Card friendly. They just started handing them out and realized that everyone had one. But yeah, I still get it quite a lot. It's like a good go-to when you're trying to, like, it's not crazily unhealthy and it's not super healthy. It's kind of like, it's somewhere down the middle.
And she says, if so, what's your order?
It depends. Double chicken wrap, large spicy rice, corn to cob, fries, bucket of Peyronaise, or a half chicken.
Nice. Yeah. I love the people that cheers for the food items.
I know, it's great. They even have Nando's here.
Yeah.
Oh, do you? Okay. Lovely.
Yeah, that's good. Daniela wants to know, do you have a comfort movie?
Comfort movie?
Yeah, like a movie that you watch to get comfort.
Never heard of that before.
It's like one that you can rely on.
The go-to.
Will, like, if you're in a bad mood or having a bad day, you can, like, there you go.
Always. Step Brothers, Anchorman 1. Basically anything Will Ferrell.
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you have a favorite One Direction song from Rainy?
Walking in the Wind. Never Enough. Yeah, a couple of them.
Nice.
Deep cuts.
We have a last question before we get to the performance. What's your favorite thing about Canada?
Oh.
Us.
I don't know, I just like the fact that it doesn't feel too different to what I know. Like, I feel when I come here, it feels comfortable, it feels homely. I don't feel like I'm going to, I think I said this to you earlier, I don't feel like I'm going on like an international promo trip. Like, it feels like I'm just going to Toronto for that. Which is a good feeling to have. And the people are just like, apart from this lot, the people are just good fun. Like, there's no airs or graces, good sarcastic sense of humor sometimes. And I'm trying, guys. And it's cool. I like here.
It's cool. Nice. We'll leave it at that. Niall, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Shannon.
We'll give you a couple minutes.
Woo!
And we'll bring you back out here.
All right. Sound am I good? Going?
Yeah, you got to go back in, apparently. And then we'll do another full intro.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I wondered who they're expecting to come out.
Yeah. We'll find
and
out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Drake. Here he is.
Perfect. Thank you. See you in a bit.